Well, I had never really considered Arctic studies in any capacity before I came to Bowdoin. In my first year at Bowdoin, I hadn't thought about the climate change aspects or the cultural aspects, or this was sort of not what I was thinking of when I applied for the tour guide position. I was just interested in being a tour guide. I was awarded a Gibbons IT fellowship in the summer to work with four historic journals that the museum has access to, and from those journals I culled various entries for every day between the start of the Peary expedition and the end of the Peary expedition to post on the internet for the world to see. As I learned more about the museum and why it was here and Bowdoin's history with the Arctic, I just became so entranced by this sort of Arctic narrative. I was really interested in what the Arctic Museum had that we weren't seeing. And so to get to go behind the scenes and see what was happening there and how people who worked at a museum actually got to interact with the objects they were preserving was really interesting to me. I had sort of never imagined that it would be so hands-on, especially for students. And so that was a really great experience, and to be able to handle these objects and to think about the history they carried with them and the things like Admiral Peary's saber from his naval uniform and Josephine Peary's fox fur coat, and then on top of that, sometimes we'd be looking and it'd be like a 1,000-year-old Inuit harpoon head, and sometimes it would be modern sculpture. I'm an English major, and I'm really interested in literature of Arctic exploration. My experience working at the museum was really helpful in putting together an independent study that focuses on literature of Arctic exploration from the early part of the 20th century.